T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pete Najarian, the best-selling author of Follow the Smart Money and co-founder of Market Rebellion, that's a portfolio trading service and education company, is joining us here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. God, you're burning the candle at all ends. Great job yesterday. I'm so proud and so happy that you are so involved at the University of Minnesota at Masonic Children's Hospital. That's just phenomenal. And what a lineup you had. I kept hearing Maxie talk about it, and I was just amazed. You really are connected. Maxie's right. You got a lot of guys out there. Great job.
Well, thanks, Pete. That's really nice of you. And I know you had a great celebration, too, as we talked about last week, for Lyme disease, which you and Lisa do just a fantastic job. And I did want to say, though, folks, I kind of cornered Pete last year when we could still see each other, and he became a wingman alongside of me, which is Fashion Fest. There's only a few guys allowed in the building, and you were one of them. So thanks for doing that. That was really fun. I know you were just kind of eye candy for everybody, but still, that was good.
God, that's terrible eye candy, but I appreciate it. You and I had a lot of fun, though. That was a great event as well. That was really great. And anytime that you can donate a little bit of time for these great causes is phenomenal, and I know you do it all the time, Dave. So thanks a lot from all of us in Minnesota. We appreciate you.
Well, the feeling's mutual. Thank you very much, Pete. Very kind. By the way, go to our website. You can still donate for, at least another month or two if you'd like. So that's, right on the top of the webpage. Hey, Pete, should I panic now? I see the stocks are falling in early trading this morning for our fourth straight weekly decline potentially.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's time to panic, but this is something expected, Dave. You know, we've had this great run-up, and everybody's just wondering, does it make sense? And to some degree, it does. The economy is changing, and the hybrid society that we're living in is getting formed as we speak. And so there's a lot of stocks that weren't ever participating, really, in these markets that have. And there are other stocks that were participating, probably in many cases for the right reasons, but to this degree, maybe not quite so much. So we've had a great run up, and now I think it makes some sense to get a little bit of a pullback across the board. And we're seeing it, not just technology stocks, but everywhere, and there's some movement. And I think that there's no reason to panic, but I think at the same time, you just have to understand that if something goes up an unusually high percentage in a very, very short period of time, that is not sustainable. And we all know that. But I think sometimes people just want to hold on a little bit longer and a little bit longer, and before they know it, they're starting to see some of that slip between their fingers. So I think the reality is we're going to see some volatility, especially as we go into the election itself, which is not too many days away now, and that's going to create a little bit more confusion. And anytime that there's, people are looking at things with an eye that they are not really sure and they don't feel all that comfortable, that tends to be a market that gets sold more often than bought. And that's probably what we'll see a little bit of. But I don't think there's a lot of panic out there right now.
Pete, do we worry about the Justice Department filing an antitrust action against Google apparently in the coming weeks? Because that's a big player in the markets, obviously, and people may not trade stuff like that. But it's probably in one of your mutual funds, perhaps, in an IRA or 401k.
Yeah, absolutely, David. And it seems like many of the different technology companies are facing different types of deals, whether it's here in the United States or around the rest of the world. And so, but this is more common than I think. I think we're featuring it more now, especially because there was so much of a focus for so long, Dave, as we've gone from March to this level now, where a lot of people were looking at just the five stocks. And for rightfully so, their market caps were gigantic. They moved significantly higher for the most part. When you look at Apple and Google and Netflix and all these various names, But I think the reality is that when you're looking, there was more participation than I think a lot of financial folks were really talking about, and I think that was a mistake. I think we had some great movement out of the biotech industry. We've had some great movement about a lot of the consumer discretionary names. There's been a lot of different areas of the market, pockets of the market that have participated that were kind of overlooked. So I think this is somewhat normal, Dave. There's always going to be something somewhere around the world with a lot of these technology stocks, especially President Trump has rattled a few cages here and there, and some of those around the world are going to do a little bit of that payback. So we're going to see more and more of it likely, but it's still an interesting market that we're sitting in right now, especially given the fact as we're getting closer and closer to Election Day.
Hey, in our final 30 seconds, Pete, I always like to ask you a football question. Do you think Bateman will get a chance to play? Do you think they'll let him back? Because I see there's other players now doing the same thing that had hired agents.
Oh, absolutely. I do. I don't see any reason why that couldn't be something that could be accomplished pretty easily. I think that everybody understood this. The situation was so unusual, Dave, that yes. And if he wants to. And I love his competitive side. I would say if I was somebody within his family, not his agent, because he can't have one. But I would say, you know what? Let's really think long and hard about this, because I love the competitive side. But you just don't know about injuries and everything else. And we all know how great he is. So he's already a guy I think that the NFL would look upon as somewhere in the first round. And given that, I don't know that he can prove a lot more. But he just might want to do it because he loves the University of Minnesota and PJ Fleck. So that could be the driving force right now for him.
Yeah, really interesting. Well, the next few weeks will be interesting once we get back on the gridiron here in the Big Ten. Hey, Pete, have an awesome weekend. Thanks as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.